We're with Portage County Chief Deputy Daniel Contos, and the department is starting a Facebook page. Now, a lot of departments are sticking with their traditional press releases and other techniques of getting word out to the public, but this is a new avenue for your department, isn't it?
It is. It's something that we haven't tried before. We've been toying with the idea for a while, and we were looking for other opportunities to be able to get the word out to the public in a way that's easily accessible to them and something they can get to while they're on the go.
Now, so far, what types of things do you expect to put on the Facebook page?
Well, currently, what we have out there is information from the Department of a general nature. We're still trying to develop our style and format for the page. The page was actually accidentally leaked out to the public. We didn't intend on being out there until we had a chance to play with it for a while, but it did get out there, and after a couple of days, we've already had over 500 people like the page. So the sheriff decided that it was time for us to go out there. So what we've done is we've started to put out information on things that are happening with the office. We try not to bombard the public with too much information. We did update our top 10 warrant list with a new person who was added on there. So we put the information for that subject and their photograph out there. And we intend on putting out items of public safety, of importance to the public, as far as being able to get through their day safely and things that are happening around them that they probably ought to be aware of.
Would you also use that site to also announce things like Amber Alerts, missing people, things of that nature?
Absolutely. Any way we can get the word out to the public so they can help us to do our job is certainly something we're looking forward to. It's also a chance for us to interact with the public, for them to be able to ask questions. We had somebody who actually sent in a photograph of one of our deputies at work, and it wasn't a terribly important photo, but it just kind of shows some of the things that we do, and we were able to answer some questions, and it's just another way for us to kind of interact with the public.
Anything you'd like to add on that topic?
Well, some other agencies around us have established Facebook pages. We have been following them with a bit of interest and see that they have been successful in what they're doing. So we're going to try to emulate what they do, and we're going to try to give the public not a substitute way of getting information, because we will still use all the traditional methods. This is just an additional way to do that. The page is being operated by folks that are on their off time. So this is somebody who's either on their lunch break or a coffee break and decides that they're going to update the Facebook page, or maybe they are done for the day after going home from work. So it's something that we're not doing with any tax dollars. We're not taking away from any of the time that we would normally spend on other things. So this is just one more opportunity for us, the staff of the sheriff's office, to be able to get the word out.
Any thoughts of other social media, such as Twitter?
Well, we're going to take it one step at a time. This is a new dimension for us. We've always had the traditional methods of getting information out, and this is something that's outside the box for us. So before we can commit to doing anything else that would be considered non-traditional, let's give this a shot and see how this works and see what the public feedback is on it.
For those people looking for the Portage County Sheriff's Department on Facebook, what name should they look under?
They can simply go to facebook.com/Portage County Sheriff. Or they can always go to our official webpage, which is actually sponsored by the county, and that's at co.portage.wi.us/sheriff.
Chief Deputy Daniel Contos is joining us today.